This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The building that houses the Astor Theater in Liverpool will get more than $1 million in upgrades this year as part of a two-year plan to modernize the 125-year-old building. The Region of Queens owns the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center and leases it to the Astor Theater Society. Municipal councillors recently approved spending just over $1 million this year and another $2 million next year to install modern heating and cooling systems, air conditioning, and long-delayed accessibility improvements. Eric Goulden is the chairman of the Astor Theater Society. He says he's excited and grateful that the work is going ahead.
Most people don't realize how busy we are and how much it's needed to have a common point for people to get together, enjoy entertainment, but also learn and experience various crafts and meetings and so on and so forth. So it's, the vibe is very, very positive. We're very, very pleased with the direction that we're going in. We think that the next 2 years is going to be very positive for the Astor Theater, and a lot of the improvements that have been long overdue are going to take place.
The Astor is limited in what it can offer in the warmer summer months because the facility has only ceiling fans for cooling and air circulation in the theater. The region hired DSRA Architecture to detail what the building needs to improve operations and meet modern building codes. Plans to upgrade the facility include installing a modern HVAC system, including heat pumps, a platform lift so the people with mobility issues can access the second floor, and universal and accessible washrooms. A new fire escape will also be installed from the second floor balcony, which will allow for wheelchair accessible seating upstairs. And the backstage area will be expanded to allow more room for storage, a workshop, and dressing rooms. Goulden says that the upgrades will allow the Astor to offer more to its patrons at any time of year.
It will give us at least another 2 months of possible programming that we can do in the summertime, which is going to be much needed for sure.
He said the theater is also shopping for a new movie projector to enhance its film offerings.
We will be probably the best movie experience on the South Shore.
Councillors unanimously approved the work. District 4 Councillor Vicky Amiro.
I just have to say that I'm excited to see actually a plan for the updates at the Astor. It's been a long time coming, so I'm very grateful for it.
Mayor Scott Christian said the Astor board will continue to look for grants and other funding to try to offset some of the costs for municipal taxpayers. Representatives from the municipality and the Astor plan to meet soon to discuss the upgrades. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.